This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome, folks, to a Monday edition of What's on Your Mind. Jot this number down. Love your take on the news of the day here. 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also text Todd or I. Todd, what number would we text you at?
701-226-8503.
And you text moi at 701-367-2054. 701.
Moi.
Moi. Get out your French translation there.
I'm doing
French
lingo for you. This is moi person.
Moi at 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. Let me begin by asking for you and anyone you know to keep the Kramer family in your prayers. As you probably noted over the weekend, they on Saturday, I think late Friday, early Saturday, found out their son Isaac, who was 35, was hospitalized in an ICU unit in Bismarck Hospital and battling for his life with kidney and liver failure. So please add not only Isaac's healing, but also the comfort of Kevin and Chris and the entire family in your prayers. That'd be great. They have put on an official statement just saying, he's in the hospital, he's in a battle, respect our privacy, please, and join us in praying. So that's the least we can do. I've been doing a lot of it this weekend for Isaac, so certainly a tough time for Kevin and Chris. I spoke with Kevin briefly on Saturday, and it was very obvious that this was a very difficult challenge for them, just having to see Isaac like this and a tough deal. So please, if you would, keep them in your prayers for sure, okay? That's the most important thing we can do today, is ask you to do that. Couple of things. The president today is welcoming governors to the White House, and the media tells us they're going to go talk about gun control, right? I am just fit to be tied, sick and tired of the media driving this debate. The problem in Florida is not a problem of gun control. The problem in Florida is one of people not doing their job. I mean, if we need a culprit, if we need somebody to blame, which the media always does and honestly society does, it's just easier, right? If you can point to something and say, now if that hadn't happened, then 17 people would be alive. And there's so many of them, it's unbelievable. I, in my mind, have kind of settled on one in the way of a solution. And I think what we ought to be focusing on is not gun control, but what? School safety, all right? School safety. Because many of us have seen what happened in Parkland, Florida, and say, not again. Here we go. So what one thing can we do to prevent something like this from happening again? Now, if I'm in Parkland, Florida, I'd start with all the screw-ups that happen and make sure there's a plan to never have those screw-ups happen again. This sheriff, I've never seen somebody so cocky with no basis to back it up in my life. I don't know what it is with this guy. I'm going to play a clip for you in a little bit from CNN. We don't play clips from CNN very often because they're fake news. But in the clip, in the interview, he says he's done amazing leadership, had amazing leadership in this whole thing. And Jake Tapper's like, what? How can you say that? But the prize this weekend is the father This is the guy, Andrew Pollack. Remember him? His daughter, Metal, was one of the 17 victims. And he's the guy that went to the White House last week. We played the clip when he said, I'm ticked. Only he said something else. Starts with a P. This can't happen ever again. So he's on Fox News Sunday this weekend with another student, Delaney Tarr, I think her name was. And Delaney and Chris Wallace are talking about gun control again. And this dad, Andrew Pollack, says enough already. Listen.
Fix, because I just heard what you said, what you're focusing on, polarizing this event, the murder of these kids. You're talking about gun control. I just had to listen to you and Governor Scott talk about gun control. Gun control is a big issue. No one in America is going to come together on gun control, Chris. We're here. You didn't say one thing about fixing it. The American people, we could get together on school safety. But when you polarize it, this event and every other media, we don't care about gun control right now. That's a big issue in the country, and you're not going to get everyone together on it. But we're going to get everyone together on fixing our schools. And I just listened to you. So I just listened to you. You didn't talk. You didn't mention one question to Governor Scott about what are we going to do about the security for our children? How are we going to do that? But you're just talking about gun control, which is going to just give you more ratings than every other media event. My daughter's dead. I want to know, our kids are going to school in Kentucky on Monday. How are those kids safe? How about bringing that up to the media? How about bringing that up to Governor Scott? Not about guns. It's not about guns now. Today, it's not about guns. It's about the safety in our schools. And that's what you asked Governor Scott about, and I got to listen to that at my house. My kid's not here because the schools weren't safe. That's the main thing. You go into a courthouse, the judge is safe. The stenographer is not worried someone's coming in with a gun because they can't get in with a gun. The American people, we just want our schools safe. We don't want to talk about guns right now.
Well, let me bring in Delaney, and I very much respect what you have to say, sir.
Good. Then just keep following the lead, because you and every other member of the media make it all about guns. Make it all about guns. And in fairness to these commentators, of course, that's where a lot of folks on the left are going. I say we got to follow Andrew Pollack's lead here and not buy into, not even enter the debate, honestly, to the extent we can, because obviously some will try to make this about guns and will use this as an opportunity to grab guns, use this as an opportunity to have law-abiding citizens have less access to guns. I get all that. But make it about school safety. And I see the White House is calling this a school safety discussion with the governors today, not a gun control debate with the governors. Good for them. Make it about school safety. So if we're going to make it about school safety, here's my question for you. You have to pick one thing to make school safer. What's the one thing? One thing. Let's take the lead. Let's respect Andrew Pollack, who lost his daughter, Meadow. Let's not talk about gun control. Let's talk about school safety. It's one thing that makes our school safer. I think his suggestion's right up there. Go to a courthouse where you got to go through a metal detector, so the judge knows nobody in this courtroom has a gun. Courtrooms are safe. Why shouldn't schoolrooms be safe? Pretty good one. What else do you have? You tell me. 800-228-0550, Richard in Fargo. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, I don't mean to go off subject, but I believe it was the flag. I heard a commercial. I just got a scenario for you. And I don't know if where the federal government is on this, but I've heard Minnesota and North Dakota government. What if the government of North Dakota, state government, took tax dollars and posted ads saying that the flag, because of your conservative beliefs, was, you know, basically, bringing up
you're saying we're for lung cancer because we are a commercial firm.
No. Where I'm going with it is, I heard the tobacco commercial this morning, and they're saying that a legitimate business is specifically targeting children for cigarettes. Now, I could care less. I don't smoke. But my question is, where's the smoking gun? Where is your proof positive that tobacco companies are targeting children? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know. I guess where I'm going is, what if the state government was taking tax dollars and targeting your business, saying that you're targeting children for your conservative beliefs and that you're making homegrown terrorists? Scott would say, where's your proof? Where's the paperwork? Where's your witness that says we're targeting these people? Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, and I think there's a long list of items like that where we could say, because of the fact this is a mission, if you will, or a quest of the left, that it doesn't get the scrutiny that you're suggesting it ought to get.
And you know what? I have no problem saying smoking's bad for your health. But where's your proof that they're specifically targeting children?
Good point, Richard. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hot tubs, game tables, saunas, pools, they've got it all. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Vince is here. Every day made better, and some big savings going on right now to move out the 2017 models. Tell us.
Yeah, we have five showrooms across the state, and we're full of 2017 models. We want to clear them out. You can take advantage of special financing on them or even cash discounts on all in-stock remaining inventory.
Not to mention how every day will be made better for you in 2018, right?
That's right. It's one of the greatest health and wellness product categories on the market today. Hot water, a sauna, what it does for the body, using it daily, it's a miracle and it's magic.
Come on in, find out more about it, and take advantage of the great savings. Remember to use the promo code ACE with your Hot Spring Spa staff member, and you'll get an additional savings up to $1,900. Promo code ACE at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, West Fargo, and now Devil's Lake 2. Remember the promo code ACE. You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
You know what today is? Today is your day to discover all the real possibilities happening in the great state of North Dakota. AARP in North Dakota is making life a little easier for everyone who lives here with both local and state initiatives that benefit you and your family. Financial security of all North Dakotans 50-plus, advocating for access to affordable health care and the protection of important programs like Medicare and Social Security. AARP also helping to support family caregivers across the state, providing resources and tips from fellow caregivers in similar situations, helping to prevent predatory scams. We're going to talk about that later today. Making our roads safer for all drivers, engaging with community volunteers to help our massive state come a little closer together. AARP's work is important to all North Dakotans, no matter what age. Stronger communities, helpful resources, a dedicated team of volunteers helping everyone in our state take on today and every day. Connect with them at aarp.org/nd. We're going to talk a little bit about Fraud Watch Lunch and Learns that are coming up. These are really helpful. Josh Askrig will join us to talk about that later in the program today on What's on Your Mind. Let's get to the calls. John in Sioux Falls, what's on your mind?
Hey, great show, Scott. You know, I want to address gun control, and then when I'm done, I want to address what your last caller said. First on the gun control. You know, you're so right. The media has such an agenda to push. You know, I listen to your sister station down in Omaha when I'm down there, and did you ever hear on the media, local media, or the, not local, but national media, how Omaha has stopped or investigated over 30 school threats since the first part of the year? No. Did you hear that they picked up a kid that was turned in by a gamer in Tennessee who made school threats, and they actually found guns in his home, and they took him out, and he's in custody now to prevent a shooting? No. You're never going to hear that stuff on the national media because they're pushing an agenda. You know, if I had to search to find the Washington grandmother story that turned in her grandson who was going to go do a school shooting. They're never going to tell you that stuff because that doesn't fit their political agenda. And it's the same way with cigarettes. It's the same way with health care. The cigarette companies aren't going to fight back when people make claims because the cigarette companies and the government politicians and all those other people that are dealing with that, they're all playing by a script where everybody's going to make money, the politicians are going to look like they're trying to save your life so they get reelected, and the companies get to continue to sell their product. Healthcare is the same way.
I hear you. You know, but speaking of schools, there's a strange story emerging out of Florida in which, going back to the Obama administration, there was some kind of an initiative where law enforcement on the campus of the school would not arrest kids for anything, and one of the reasons they didn't is because they wanted their numbers to look better, because they were losing federal grants, and also it was part of the Trayvon Martin deal where the whole idea was because the statistics showed that there were more arrests of minorities. That they basically said, hey, you're being unfair to, never mind the fact minorities were causing more, you know, issues and involved in more crimes. But the decision was made. It's unbelievable. I hope this comes out because I've been digging into it a little bit, but the numbers are really, really staggering. It's part of the reason they got here and didn't respond to these calls.
It's all smoke and mirrors. And you know what? If you want to raise the limit to buy a gun to age 21 or 26 or whatever, then you better raise the voting age to that same age. Because if you're not responsible enough to know that a gun is a tool and how to handle it, then you're certainly not bright enough to vote for somebody.
Appreciate the call, John. Thank you. Dustin and Driscoll, give me a solution. What do you think if we had to pick one thing on school safety that would make a difference? What would you? Because if we stop saying, you know, if we start rather saying, no, you're not going to gun control, let's make schools safe. What's the one thing we should do? Dustin, you got an idea?
Well, first off, thanks for having this conversation and trying not to make it about guns. Everyone's brought them up so far in the calls that that's going to happen. The number one thing that we can do is go to our school board meetings. School boards are elected by a handful of people, elections that where 50 people come in and decide your school board. There's county commissioners that are decided by 100 votes, and 40% of the people in the state and in the country don't vote, period. You know, we have to go to our local meetings, and we have to have these conversations with our school boards and get these conversations out, because, you know, otherwise we don't participate in democracy. Then, yeah, we're just going to keep going down the same road we've been going down.
Thanks, Dustin. Another call from South Dakota. Here's Jim. What's on your mind?
Yes. The the comment that I had to make schools safer was not just arming the teachers if they got a concealed permit and having retired military in there, but put signs on the campus outside the schools that say this is no longer a gun-free zone. This area is protected by firearms. And I'll bet you would not have anybody go up to the doors of that school with a weapon. And that's what President Trump said. They're cowards. They know that the gun-free zone is a killing zone. Put the signs out by the street. This is an armed campus. And that would take care of the problem. Plus having firearms inside the school with the people trained to carry them.
Instead, we have a sign that says, by the way, come on in. No harm, no foul.
Right.
This is a gun-free zone. Come on in. Come on in.
Yeah.
And do whatever you will. I mean,
Take those signs down and put up this facility is protected by firearms. This is no longer a gun-free zone, and I think you'll solve the problem.
Thanks, Jim. 701-258-0550. What's your fix? You heard that father that lost a daughter. He wants a fix. What's your fix, Fred?
Well, he's absolutely right. You've never heard of a mass shooting at an NRA rally or a law enforcement convention or at a competitive shooting event or even at a gun show. And the reason that that doesn't happen is because the shooter knows when he goes in there, there are going to be a lot of people shooting back at him. These incidents only happen, think about it, always at a soft target, a church, a school, someplace where somebody is not going to be shooting back. Pardon the school. And I saw some idiot from the left on television saying, well, we don't want to give Mrs. McGillicuddy, the kindergarten teacher, a gun. We're not talking about that. We're talking about people that want to do it, that are willing to be trained, that are willing to be vetted, and those people need to be armed. And then having the public know that this is an armed campus is a good idea. I go to the water department in Bismarck, North Dakota, to pay my bill. There's a sign on the door that says no weapons allowed. So I leave my weapon in the car when I go in there because I'm a law-abiding citizen. But for a guy that wants to go in there and shoot up the place, he knows that's a killing zone. No one's going to be shooting back at him. It's a soft target. It's ridiculous to do that for our kids. We protect everything we love, our money, our jewelry stores, our federal judges, courthouses, everything, but we don't protect our kids. It's nuts.
Appreciate the call. Thanks, and well said. Rick in Fargo wanted to respond to something somebody previously said. Rick, can you tell me quick?
Yeah, real quick. Because somebody said something, they arrested that kid and took his guns. Now, if I was a farmer, and I am, I would be scared of that kind of stuff. Because you have a lot of land and a lot of money, and if somebody can slap a kooka on your forehead, and just because you might have made a threat at a zoning meeting or something, and these guys are, you know, this kid stands to inherit $800,000 on his 22nd birthday. And if you don't think they're not going to grab his money, you're being played a fool that it sure looks like you've been. Look at it.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate that.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I'll tell you a little bit about MBI Energy. A career at MBI lets you enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, a variety of work schedules that best meet your family's needs. Think about that. How often can you get a schedule that coincides with your family's needs? Plus, they have incredible safety and training programs, quality equipment, a real dedication to the safety of their employees and the environment. They also value the health and well-being of you, all of their employees. They have a comprehensive benefit plan to eligible employees and their dependents. One of the fastest-growing service companies in North Dakota in the petroleum industry. Industry leader because of the people. Join the team at MBI Energy. You can find out more at mbienergyservices.com. Click the Join Our Team link. Easily complete an application right there, and next thing you know, you'll be having a conversation. Right there with one of the good folks at MBI Energy. All right, listen to this. This is Jake Tapper yesterday.
And that's what that the officer who handled that?
Actually, who you're hearing there is the sheriff of Broward County, but he's being interviewed by Jake Tapper. So it starts with the sheriff and then just like 2 minutes long, but listen to this.
And that's what that the officer who handled that is on restrictive duty, and we are, that's an active internal investigation, and we are looking into it. I can't tell you, I can't predict how an investigation's going, but we have, I've exercised my due diligence. I've led this county proudly, as I always have. We have restricted that deputy as we look into it. You know, their deputies make mistakes, police officers make mistakes, we all make mistakes. But it's not the responsibility of the general or the president if you have a deserter. You look into this, we're looking into this aggressively, and we'll take care of it, and justice will be served.
Okay, so this guy, this sheriff, Israel, Scott Israel, Broward County, he has been asked a question by Jake Tapper there. What's the deal with this officer that didn't go into the school? And there are a number of growing list of things that were not handled properly by Broward County, right? And so he gets asked about this growing list, and he instantly goes to the officer, whom he says, by the way, don't blame the general. Don't blame the president. You know, my gosh, quite the leader. It gets worse, trust me. But there's more than the one officer who didn't go in. And that's what Jake Tapper's on to here. Listen.
Are you really not taking any responsibility for the multiple red flags that were brought to the attention of the Broward Sheriff's Office about this shooter before the incident, whether it was people near him, close to him, calling the police?
Jake,
on him?
I don't... Jake, I could only take responsibility for what I knew about. I exercised my due diligence. I've given amazing leadership to this agency.
Amazing leadership?
Yes, Jake. There's a lot of things we've done throughout this. You don't measure a person's leadership by a deputy not going into a. These deputies received the training they needed.
Maybe
they
measure somebody's leadership by whether or not they protect the community. In this case, you've listed 23 incidents before the shooting involving the shooter, and still, nothing was done to keep guns out of his hands, to make sure that the school was protected, to make sure you were keeping an eye on him. Your deputy at the school failed. I don't understand how you can sit there and claim amazing leadership.
Jake, on 16 of those cases, our deputies did everything right. Our deputies have done amazing things. We've taken this, in the 5 years I've been sheriff, we've taken the Broward Sheriff's Office to a new level. I work with some of the bravest people I've ever met. One person at this point, one person didn't do what he should have done. It's horrific. The victims here, the families, I pray for them every night. It makes me sick to my stomach that we had a deputy didn't go in, because I know if I was there, if I was on that wall, I would have been the first in.
I think there are a lot of people, sir, who think that there are a lot of mistakes other than that one deputy.
No kidding. He keeps coming back to the deputy. This guy's a bumbling idiot. I don't know if anybody else hears this and just calmly takes it in. I just want to lose my mind. You think of all the things that were done wrong, all the things that you can point to say, maybe that would have, maybe that trip to the house, if somebody would have paid attention, they would have understood this guy was, mentally in tough shape, put on something so he can't buy guns, whatever. Blew it. One right after the other. And all he can do is bumble around and try and defend it. So if we're on school safety in Broward County, this guy should have nothing to do with it. Nothing. Got to be gone. And there is a growing list of people asking for his resignation. So I see it coming. Start there. But for everybody else, what's the one thing? School safety. One thing. What do you get? Tim and Colm, you're up and what's on your mind?
Yeah, good morning, Scott. Yesterday I was listening to your program on 1100. Gun Talk with Tom Gresham, and he had on the guy who manages and runs gun sites in Arizona. That guy says, I'm going to have a 250 student class specifically for school superintendents, school board presidents. So my suggestion is that, and it's a 5-day course, and you learn how to use a firearm for protection. It's for civilians, not military or law enforcement. So my suggestion is this. We get State Superintendent Basler, the president of the North Dakota School Board Association, and Nick Archuleta, and we pay and send them on down there for this 5-day course. The guy's putting it on for these people. We send them on down there. They take that course. Then they know about firearms, how to use them, and they can come back, and we have something for our schools in North Dakota. I'm not going to worry about Florida or Texas or any other state. It's North Dakota. And if teachers don't want to carry guns, then we get other people who would do it. I'm not saying teachers should be carrying guns. It should be for those who are willing to do it. And when you do it, it means you can't hide behind a door. You have to do it. So we put those three on a plane and send them down to Arizona and take this course because the guy's offering it.
Makes sense to me, Tim. Appreciate the call. Anytime anybody can get a little free training, understand a way to keep school safe, men, women, leaders, good idea to me. Southern North Dakota is where Kenny's calling from. Kenny, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning, Scott. I'm not really a speaker, but before you get too far into things today, I think you need to go online and read the collaborative agreement on school discipline that was agreed upon by the school board of this school. and the chief judge of the 17th Judicial Circuit and the Office of the State's Attorney, the Law Office of the Public Defender, and the Sheriff of Broward County and the Police Department of Fort Lauderdale. In this 16-page agreement, they determined and agreed to not press charges, drop misdemeanor charges against all these students, which involved about 35%, signed in 2013. And also, it went beyond misdemeanors, and they were dropping felony charges against students from this school and other schools, I understand. I mean, this is such a crazy deal. So when you've got maybe half your students in a class, and it says 35% of the students had charges dropped against them. So if you have 35, 40% of the students in a class that were involved in felonies or misdemeanors, how do you dare put a teacher in a class with a gun when you have students? We think of students as good students up here in the Midwest, where you might have one bad egg coming into the school. But if you have 35, 40% that might rush this individual to take his gun or shoot him or shoot others, it's a bad situation. You almost need military or National Guard people standing guard. I mean, you need to read this agreement that was just posted online. I mean, this is bad for the sheriff. And the reason it was done is because the school was losing federal funding. And by sweeping all these crimes under the rug and making this school look good and others down there, their financial numbers came back into par because of all the...
I want an investigation into how much of the specifics of this particular shooter were a casualty of that particular agreement.
We don't know, but 35% of the students of that school have been forgiven of either misdemeanors or felonies.
Well, that's what I was talking about earlier, and Trayvon Martin's a party to that too. It's an Obama administration led
2013.
Effort.
This went into effect 2013. Oh, this is we can't even get our minds around what's going on down there. We tend to look at what is going on up here, and we have good students up here. You might end up with a bad egg once in a while. It's a totally different deal, and how do you bring these students back into line? It's going to take some catastrophic event or starvation or something bad, because it's way beyond what you can even imagine what was agreed to down there.
Agree with you, Kenny. I appreciate the call. Keep schools safer by actually enforcing laws. Should we start there? That's how nuts it is, folks. Because that agreement that he's talking about says don't enforce laws so we can get more federal grants. We need to make the crime stats look better, so therefore look the other way. That's what the agreement says. You can't make it up. Texter says you can walk into Moorhead High School. There are at least two doors you can get into without anyone at the door. Is that true? Hey, Scott, regarding gun control, I just can't resist. Is spoons made Rosie O'Donnell fat? Do we need to outlaw spoons? Yeah. That one's been around for a while. It did make me laugh. The caller about changing signs is right. Changed signs would probably help. States are two-faced when it comes to cigarettes, wanting all the tax money they can get but calling it so bad and suing for a windfall. Yeah. Jamie in Rock Lake. Tom in Minnesota.
We're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my dulce de leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm dulce de leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch Pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer a two-day soybean marketing and risk management seminar for soybean producers. Sharpen your soybean skills and learn more about marketing soybeans in today's fast-paced markets. Topics to be covered include trading technologies, basis, options, hedging, contract types, producer marketing plans, and strategies. This seminar will be held on March 15th and 16th at two locations, NDSU Commodity Trading Room, located at Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frayne Olson of NDSU. Seating is limited and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register by March 2nd at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a short circuit message for nurses. I think I have a pretty good idea about why you're a nurse. Likely because you have a heart for others. And you no doubt want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession. The University of Mary can help. They have a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. They understand that desire you have to reach your full potential, take on leadership roles in your profession, and increase your lifetime earnings. Because the key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations are calling for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. The University of Mary's here to make that possible for you to move forward. Now offering a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000, a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run as much as $8,000 higher. Earning a master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary is a smart choice because caring for others is what you do and caring for you is what they do. Classes begin every 5 weeks. Part-time, full-time options are available. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/MSN today to apply. To the calls we go. Jamie in Rock Lake, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
School shootings. You know, back in when I was in high school in the 80s, we never heard of any. We never heard of any good school shootings until school shootings. School became a gun-free zone in 1990. And another thing, the shooters, the game, the video games these kids play, where you're shooting at people, that kind of desensitizes them to shooting at people, as far as I'm concerned. It makes them not a person anymore. It makes them a video game.
There's a factor. What do you do about that?
Well, I'm not really sure. I was in the National Guards for a number of years, and we shot man-shaped silhouettes for targets. Well, the reason for a man-shaped silhouette is it desensitizes you to shooting at a human form. It's the same thing with these video games. What can you do about it? I don't really know. But
well, I think that's one of the reasons when you go back to the fact, you know, there was a day in this country when there were more guns per capita even than there are now, number one. Number two, you could buy a gun from a catalog. You go to Sears catalog and buy a rifle.
Yep.
Have it sent to you. No background check, nothing else. And school shootings didn't happen. Now, what was different is the culture wasn't where it is today, i.e. the video games you're talking about, Jamie.
Yep.
You know, prayer in schools and just a different time.
And they always talk about school bullying. Well, the school bullying has been around as long as there's been schools.
True.
You've never heard about shootings until just recently.
Thanks for the call, Jamie. Tom in Southwest Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, you guys have the very best callers.
Before the break,
a fellow called in about this collaborative agreement. That is absolutely the story. These guys have turned the school into a outpatient prison. They're taking money to take care of your kids, and they're also taking money to keep felons in school. These are like wolves, and they're taking money to keep wolves with the sheep. These kids would otherwise have already been in jail, but they've made this agreement so they can get money. In 2011, that school district graduated only 61%, and they were losing federal funds. So they conspired with the sheriff's department, with Miami-Dade, which is where we got Trayvon Martin, to keep these felonious children in class. And this goes up to the state. It goes to the county. In fact, Robert Runcie, the school superintendent, he's a Chicago man who went to Harvard, just like Obama. He went to the White House in 2015 for a White House summit on schools. There's culpability all the way around for these folks, and that is the last thing they want to talk about. They will throw deputies under the bus. I think they're going to throw the sheriff under the bus, just so long as we don't talk about the premeditated plan to keep criminals in school.
Great point, Tom. I agree with you. I think that's going to get a lot more scrutiny. It should. It certainly should. Bob in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Did you know that under the Trump family presidency, net farm income for 2018 is going to decline by 52% compared to 2013? That should be an important topic for you people in North Dakota as farmers and ranchers. And another thing I've done on my farm or ranch, I refuse to let any card-carrying member of the NRA hunt on my property. Thank you.
You refuse to let any card-carrying member of the NRA hunt on your property. You must be a lonely place to hunt. That's an interesting bit of the business approach there. Ryan in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. I think, by the way, lower prices for commodities started long before Trump. I don't think you can put that one on Trump. Ryan, go ahead. You're next.
Hey, this might be naive, but it kind of bothers me that with all this gun talk, it all has to stem or seems to stem from the federal level. Why aren't states taking up this issue and going, hey, All right, if Vermont wants to have gun-free zones, fine. That's their issue. If Oklahoma wants to arm teachers, that's their problem. It bothers the crap out of me that it has to come from the federal level. That drives me nuts.
You're right. And the governors today are going to the White House to talk about the president about this, to ask him to do something. It ought to be the other way around. What are you guys going to do? And it ought to be. It's a 10th Amendment issue. States' rights. I couldn't agree with you anymore. Luke and Bismarck, Scott Minot, and we come back.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.